Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's up, people? You're listening to the 2 Pro 1 Slow podcast, brought to you by Factory Image Racing. Check them out on Instagram at Factory Image Racing. They offer a huge range of hard parts, service parts, tools, and more.
Episode 11, I checked now. It's episode 11.
And if you're watching, you probably realize that the title of the podcast doesn't really make much sense anymore for today's episode.
Why?
What? 2 Pro.
First of all, there's 4 people today.
Oh, yes. No, the name of the podcast. I thought you meant the title of the...
It's 2 Pro 2 Slow today.
No, I'd still say you're pro. Is the pro podcasters back?
Oh, yeah, he is.
You've been dying to get on here, haven't you, Stan?
We barely got him in. He's through the fucking door. His head's so big after his last performance.
I can't help people like me, can I?
No, you can't.
Well done, Stan.
I'll turn my phone on silent.
We've got a positive Stan or a negative Stan?
Positive.
Did you do positive in podcasts but negative in vlogs?
Yeah.
Been a bit moody lately.
I have, yeah. I'm starting to... A few dislikes, so... Got to turn it around.
Age.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Johnny, everybody. Sorry, we didn't introduce him very well. This is Johnny Walker.
We haven't introduced our sponsor either, and we're a few minutes in, so we probably better do that as well. Factory Image Racing sponsors this podcast. Have you heard of him, Johnny?
Yeah.
I thought you had. Johnny's just admitted just before we started this that he's not actually watched or listened to one of these.
Have you ever listened to a podcast? Have you been on a podcast?
I've listened to Joe Rogan's.
Have you ever been on a podcast?
Nope, first time.
First one.
Is this your first podcast?
Yeah.
Honestly? Oh, wow.
So.
Well, what we do on this one is we plug quite a lot of stuff. Billy's got the aircon unit remote right in front of him. He plugs that every week.
We got that for free. We're just out for whatever we can get for free. If you want anything, just give your plea deal now. Stage is yours. Anything you need.
Mate, the list goes on.
What's top of it?
Let me check my phone. money.
What do you need? Stan actually said that he's got some stuff to sell, so we'll give you...
Yeah, he needs to sell. He needs a new knee as well. He's had a crash. Shall we talk about...
Yeah, let's go. Let's start with that. What happened to your knee?
We can insert a video if someone's watching.
Have you got it saved?
Yeah, I don't have the best one when he first came through the door, but anyway, what happened was after I left here, I went to Stan's actually. Was it Friday?
Sunday,
yeah. What I'm on about was bank holiday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I went to Stan's and he was already out and he turned up. It wasn't even very late anyway. It was only about 9 o'clock. He come bowling through the door. Couldn't even stand up. Well, I had a pizza in his hand, dropped that on the floor, stumbles through the door, just laughing in absolute hysterics. Couldn't even talk. And he'd had a crash on his electric scooter and cut his knee. We'll put the video in it anyway. He wasn't very happy.
Was you under the influence?
I was fantastic.
Yeah, I'd been out since 2 in the afternoon.
2 in the afternoon, 9 at night.
That's a big one for me.
That'll have been, what, 2 or 3 beers?
So what happened? You crashed your scooter?
Yeah, I was coming back from the pub and had to go to Domino's.
Do you have insurance to be riding your scooter on the road?
I think so, yeah. I think I got that. And it's taxed and insured and everything. So.
And it's for sale.
It's for sale now, though.
Yeah, and it's for sale, yeah. So left the pub to go and get the Domino's, which the Domino's is by my house. For the first probably mile, it's all like country lanes. So yeah, it's a little bit black. And then on the old country lanes, there's a bit of tarmac and then it goes to a bit of gravel. So basically I took the front on the gravel. I went down.
Did you go around any of them roundabouts with swimming pools in the middle?
No, I didn't though. No. Funny enough, there's none of them in Burntwood.
Oh, is there not?
No swimming pools.
No, none of them.
Fountains? No fountains either.
No fountains, no.
And on your night out, all your clothes stayed on, did they?
He's getting better at that, to be fair. He's grew out at that stage, I would have said.
Yeah, I'm getting old. I'm 34, so I've grew out.
Any more luck with the females after the last one?
Yeah, Yeah, it's took off.
What, you found fame and found found love.
That's why I was so eager to come back on, you see. I wanted to...
You want more?
Yeah. More the better.
What about the ones you've got?
We're going in the right direction, so that's all right.
You've got to kiss a few frogs to find the one, have you?
Yeah.
Well, I hope they don't listen to this.
I'll continue. I'll start signing these. You just can have a chat, Johnny, if you want.
Well, what I was going to say is I was going to ask Johnny, because the last race you did was TKO. How'd you get on there?
Yeah, it was all right. It didn't go... my result was pretty crap, but I didn't really ride too bad, so it was okay.
Did you have the same drama that Bill had with all of the COVID tests getting out of the country?
Yeah, we were actually communicating. Yeah, we were talking. The fuck we were, he was trying to find one, I was trying to find one. We were... actually found a separate one, didn't you?
Yeah, Paul Walton hooked me up, but it's like crazy trying to find anywhere.
Mission.
In Atlanta?
No, in the world, like wherever you go.
But when you need to come worst, home. That was the worst by far, though. Mm. Like, quite often the race or some organiser Atlanta just don't seem to bother doing COVID testing, I don't think.
They're all walking ones, but you've got to book your walking, so it's pointless. Did you get that?
So you've got to book it and then just turn up?
Yeah.
What, book it
for
like...
No, you've got to book it for like 3 o'clock tomorrow and then you walk in and get it.
No, but you wait in the queue and book your appointment for the next day. We waited in the queue for like 20 minutes in the ghetto, like... The ghetto, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Like, I was a bit scared being stood in the queue and we're still like five people from the front and the woman just came out and said, we've got no COVID test appointments left for today.
And then sent you on your way?
Well, they were just, that's mint. That's half an hour of our life gone and then half an hour closer to when the flight takes off. But we all made it out. We're on the same flight home, actually. Me and Johnny and Stan and Jess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, made it home safe.
Anyway.
How did you get on? Did you have the same problem he had with sending bikes, or did you...
No, I didn't take anything. My suspension was supposed to be built the same, but it wasn't, so...
Because they have a team out there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's Beater out there, so then my engine... I don't really have much difference. I took my stuff for my engine, but then when I put it all on, it just felt totally different, so then I took it all off and just raced it as standard.
What race? Standard suspension or standard engine?
Engine.
With your suspension?
Yeah, just changed the jetting.
But it didn't feel right?
No.
Jets.
It just didn't feel like...
You're going to have to explain what jet is.
Jet to these things that go in...
Jets.
A thing called a carburetor. So they go inside there.
Ever heard one of them?
And then it like...
Not for a while.
It puts a certain amount of fuel in with air and stuff like that.
The rate, you've got to mix it. Do you have to mix fuel?
I think it's from like the 50s, right?
You've got to get that slimy stuff and put it in the fuel.
Yeah, you have to do that, right?
No. You've been reading Instagram too much if you think I do that.
Well, we can ask Stan. Is the conspiracy theory...
That's a good idea. I guess Stan on that topic. Take a bit of the heat off me.
There's been a lot of photos of you appearing online with half a bike stripped to pieces.
I know. There's been quite a few.
Zoomed in
for messages and stuff. You're getting, tell us the truth. What's going on?
Stan's been getting told...
Fill me in what's going on.
Stan's been got a message saying it's not fair that he needs to... come on the podcast because he needs to explain Billy's bike because it's not fair.
Yeah.
So on Instagram, there's been the rounds of a few photos of Billy's bike, specifically the subframe, the oil cap, a few other things, and they've been writing what they suggest is happening and Billy won't answer any of it.
They're saying that we haven't got an oil tank and they're saying obviously we've gone back to premix. But
and have you?
No. There was one photo on there.
I'll show you the post.
You sure?
There's two now, look.
So the post Billy's now showing Johnny is, well, I don't know. Shall we tell him which?
Oh, yeah, you don't have an
which account it's on or not?
Nah, we'll just let him.
Oh my god, that's serious. That
there's another one as well. If you go on his page,
they've
there's
gone
another
to
one.
Town on this.
Yeah, he's not happy. Bless him.
So what's your take on it, Stan?
No, I mean. Obviously, the oil cap, we were testing a different one. Basically, the hole in that is still there, and it still goes into the oil tank. It's just a different type. It's almost like tape, and we've just covered it with the tape. But inside the frame is like a different cap.
Right.
It's a lot smaller to get rid of the cap on the frame. It's just, obviously, if you take the tape off, you'll see it inside the frame that it's a different type of cap.
So if we...
Obviously, on the pictures on there, you can't see... You can't see it, so...
So what we need is some closer detailed photos at the next round.
Get a grip.
Yeah, people need to obviously get in there a bit more.
Oh, right.
It's a factory bike, get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put some questions out on this 2Pro1Slow page. They'll pull up some good stories. I think that gives a bit of.
Did you put on that Stan was coming on?
I didn't actually. Shall I do a quick? Yeah, I'll do a photo of him quickly.
Do a quick one now of him talking on the mic.
All right, you talk amongst yourselves while I take a photo of him in front of the mic.
We'll get some Stan questions for the end of it.
Johnny, actually, we never got into your result. Yeah, sorry. TKO.
I was seventh.
I interrupted with that one. I'll just shut up for now.
My worst result of the year. So
no, but you rode.
Shit. Nah, it was a short race. I messed up on the first lap, and then that was it. These boys, him and Manny, are just on fire at the moment. We're all too old.
Never too old. No, but your rig. Obviously, I was there with Billy and the Husky, but your rig also was.
Yeah, you had a
impressive.
You had a truck this
they
year.
We had
a lack of truck in the pub. Why don't you go back to the start? In fact, go to the beginning of this year.
Back to the van.
Yeah. One of the questions was,
why did you sign for Beta and stuff? So why don't we start there?
Okay.
The floor is yours.
So we'll be totally honest here.
Yeah. We only like honesty.
Ooh. I like this.
Me and Stan might be out of a job here.
They never offered me a contract for next year. So it left me with no option. Like, I wasn't even offered bikes. So I basically went straight to Beta because I knew that their bike was good because obviously Freeman rides it, he's rapid on it. Holcomb rides it, he's good. So not many people rode it, so I just thought that was the best way to go. So then decided to try and make my own team, get sponsors and stuff. So it was quite difficult. I've spent way more money than I actually thought I was going to spend racing, but it's not too bad. I'm enjoying it. It's way more fun.
No.
But
boss.
Way more stressful, yeah.
And so now you've got your own team, or you're running your own setup, is that... You're in charge of taking all your bikes, all your parts, all your everything.
Yeah. So I've obviously got a mechanic. He helps me with stuff. But I basically run, get all the sponsors, do everything on my own. Then we drive to the races and do that there. So it's not too bad. I kind of want to build a team in the future. So we'll try and get some more riders.
Around Beta?
Yeah.
So Beta is the main bike and then what, two riders?
I'd like a junior rider because I don't feel like anyone does anything for junior riders. You know, like everyone's, I don't know how many, there's like seven or eight factory riders and there's no one helping the kids. So I'd like to find a good rider and then help him out that way. And then also have one good rider to like help with the team.
Have you got any names in mind for the juniors?
No, I haven't actually. I went to a race the other weekend when I was back in England and there was a good kid there, so I'm going to keep an eye on him and see what he does.
Who's that kiddie when we went to Calm and him and his brother raced?
Brightmore?
Yeah, he's riding good.
There's two of them, isn't there?
Both of them are riding good, really.
One was like 16 and won the race I entered and the other was like 18 and one was like winning his class or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think the one race is like the morning race.
Yeah.
And then one was in the afternoon, yeah, I remember that.
So if you're listening, get in contact with Johnny Walker.
Yeah,
he's got a spot for you.
If you think you're good, message me. We'll get you a deal. I chose Beta, but it's quite a small setup kind of thing. You know, they're not... I don't feel like they're super interested in extreme, but I like it, so I'm going to carry on riding it.
I'd have thought they'd have been semi-interested with trials as well. It sort of leads into it a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just... Yeah, that's true. I don't know, they're just happy in the World Enduro, I think. And obviously they're winning that. They're winning again this year, so
they've won that
might as well focus, yeah.
However many years, aren't they? So.
Who's the kiddie that, when you raced, was it Halcombe? Was that when we went to Hawkston?
Yeah, Halcombe won Hawkston. Yeah.
He's beat her, isn't he?
Yeah. He's been world champion for like that.
Yeah, he's good.
5 years.
He's just signed
Another two for Beta. Is he not fancy extreme? Can you not get him out? Talk him into that?
I don't know. It'd be difficult.
I know a geezer that's looking for a ride.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's going to do one more year of motocross and then he's making the switch. Normally sits where Stan's sitting.
I don't know who it is.
You couldn't afford him.
He's a little bit sort of like, he might, you know, seem a little bit unenthusiastic every now and again, but get him in the right space. He'll be good, I reckon.
Where is he, in fact?
He's just been here.
He was just here, to be fair. But he said he's looking forward to not being here so he can listen to this one because he can't listen to them when he's been on. So he's actually most looking forward to the release of that one. So, Thomas. Yeah.
So hi, Tommy.
Fuck you.
No, he's burnt out at the minute. The candle's burnt out at both ends. It's gone completely.
Yeah, he did look, to be fair, he did look.
Yeah, he's won. He's got one race left and then he's done for a few months, bless him.
Yeah, he's already at, he's, give him his due, he actually did ask. He wants a day out in Wales on his enduro bike.
Yeah, because he hasn't released a video in weeks and he's just got anything that might get the slightest bit of viewer attention.
Well, and he's also now, I don't know, well, I guess we can say it. I think he's got himself a mountain bike sponsor, so...
I did hear about this.
He's due a day out at Revolution Bike Park somewhere, or Diffy Bike Park, but that'll be a very short day out.
Yeah, that'll be up in the land of back down on the fire road, hot chocolate.
I'm not jumping now.
No,
it's cold.
The jumps are stupid.
How is he on a downhill bike? Good.
No. if you go out round here, so there's like, he likes going to Cannock Chase. Have you been to Cannock Chase? No. Cannock Chase is like a set out trail. And it's not really a lot of stuff in your way, just a style you have to go over and a few other things. If I take him out round here where you have to go through like gates, over rocks, over logs, both feet come off the pegs and he just stands up, lifts the bike up the most awkward way he can and then just moans the whole way around. I wish we'd have gone to Cannock.
You'd have thought he'd be half decent on a bike.
He's not good at anything.
No, he's good at motocross and that's it. No other talent. We launched Kex last weekend, all the new stock. Tommy and Billy helped me pack the first few orders and Tommy was the most useless dosser going. It was, again, I think I said it at the time, if anyone's order's wrong, I'm sorry, it's probably Tommy.
He did 15 and then I can't stand up anymore. So then I had to reposition the whole packing operation just purely so he could sit down at a table. And bear in mind, his only job was to read out names, quantities, the quantity and the name of the kegs. And then it took him, he didn't do a single quantity once.
Yeah, I feel like he's... That's quite an important job role for him, which we didn't really need to give him. But anyway. Right, I've pulled up a question here for you, Johnny. Why do you live abroad?
Who's that from?
That's from... Well, I don't know. It's a long name. Samarasa Marston. Samarasi.
I just fancied a change. I was here for a bit.
You lived abroad before though, didn't you? You lived in France before.
In France with a mechanic a few, like 7 years ago. I did like a year then. And then I moved back and it's just for the weather really. It's nice weather in the winter. Obviously Billy's out there most of the time in the winter, right?
Yeah, we way more worthwhile just moving out there. The amount of time I spend there, to be honest. But
then in the summer it's pretty crap.
Where are you? Andorra?
Andorra, yeah.
But so... I'm guessing from now doing your own bike, you know, that's probably easier to drive to races.
Yeah, that's another thing. It is a better base, you know, to drive from. Even though, like, I've come here and then I'm driving to Poland from here. The only far one was Romania.
Yeah, but that's rare that you're here, isn't it, really, this week?
I feel like I never come to England, but I enjoy when I come. I love all, there's so many good tracks here.
Yeah, for motocross here is good, but...
And people to ride with.
Yeah, I also think... But then I get bored of everything else that's here, to be honest, because I'm here so often. I enjoy it. I'm the other way around. I get excited when I go away to ride.
You're here so often. You're never in the same place more than 5 minutes.
But I'm in England.
It's unreal, eh? He lives in a van.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, it's bad. It is bad.
It'll just sometimes be just ring you up. Oh, what are you doing tonight? Can I stay? Yeah, cool. How long for? Oh, just the night. And then I'll be off somewhere else in the morning. All right, see you in a bit then.
No, but do you know what my problem is? I hate to have missed an opportunity for somewhere good to ride or like something.
FOMO.
If I feel like I've made the wrong decision, I've gone to the wrong track, or if I've like committed to a plan like a week in advance to go here, here and here, and then the weather's better somewhere else, or like there's better.
Did you just hear that, Stan?
Well, I was just about to say.
Committed to a stand.
That's why I don't do it, because if I feel like the weather's better somewhere, or like there's somewhere better to ride or better people to ride with or whatever, and I'm already locked in, I'd sit in the van all day punching myself in the head. So I have to be flexible in order to maximise my quality of life.
Tell us what the dilemma's been today, because this podcast will come out before the race. So we can see what bike he's saying he's having now and what bike he might ride at the race. So what's the dilemma we've gone through?
Obviously, we've got a race coming up that's... It is an extreme race, but it's not, is it?
No one really knows as well. None of us have ever done it before, but it's...
I think it's going to be fast.
Yeah, it's an extreme race that's based on two motocross tracks with a big enduro cross section, apparently, and then a bit in the forest and a man-made rock garden. Similar kind of thing to Megawatt, but not in the same venue or location as Megawatt. But no one's ever been before. No one really knows what it's like. So everyone's kind of... in limbo between riding a four-stroke, riding a two-stroke or whatever. Usually for Mega, what we all, well, most of us used to ride four-strokes. And then, yeah, I've been riding my two-stroke on like motocross and quite fast stuff the last few weeks, and I actually started to feel pretty good in it. I've enjoyed it, to be fair, but I was always thought that I would have been faster on my 350 on my four-stroke, but today I've just debunked that theory.
Two seconds
faster on the motocross track.
As we sit here right now, you're two-stroking.
I'm not telling you.
Well, obviously, I'll ask Stan, because Stan's got to build the bike. So what are we building?
Both bikes are already built, so both of them are coming to the race. Tune into the vlog to find out what when I actually actually ride.
Well, that's the thing.
Stan, keep your lips sealed.
That's the thing. In Italy, when I go out on Monday, the two-stroke's not built yet, because obviously we done Romania, washed it off after that, and then I come back. But the four-stroke was actually, I built a race bike for the Super Enduro that never happened. So we have got a 350 race bike just waiting. And then the two-stroke, I'll go and build that on Monday. And then...
So what suspension?
One really knows. I don't think anyone's going to have that. Because it's motocross, man-made, extreme rock garden, plus Super Enduro. No one's going to have good suspension either. So it's just a case of what area do you want to be faster in, I would have said. Probably depends how hard the like bits in the forest and stuff are to how soft as you go. Other than that, you just go hard to just hit shit hard, don't you?
So what's your base going to be? Enduro cross? Enduro? Extreme?
I think probably my Super Enduro suspension slightly softer, I would have said. But again, I don't know. If I'd have said, but obviously it's going to be in a two-stroke as well. At the minute.
What bike are you going to ride, Johnny?
300, mate.
She's behind us.
There she is.
Yeah, if anyone from Beta is watching.
Mate, it's good for everywhere, that bike.
Yeah, get in touch with Ed for advertisement rates for the background shot.
Yeah, we're going to just send me the details we all need to build for that. Is it you or Beta?
Him, he's a team manager, so
Jess.
All right, we'll send Jess. So you said it's like Megawatt, this race.
Well, it's not the same, but...
Johnny hopes it's not the same. Yeah. He's got fond memories
I hope
of that.
It's different.
Nah, but you were good there. You won there plenty of times as well, haven't you? Mm.
What did you do to yourself there? You had a big, big crash one year.
Yeah, I hit something in the ground. I think it was like a concrete. Were you not that?
Yeah, right there.
Right in front of everyone. Yeah, broke my... What did I break? My hand, my wrist, dislocated my shoulder. I think that was it.
He had a pretty nasty...
But hand on one side and wrist on the other side, so it wasn't just one arm was fucked.
Poor Jess.
Yeah, it was bad. It was. I remember when it happened. There was like, well, there's a GoPro video of it, isn't there?
Yeah.
Can't really even tell what happened.
Honestly, mate, you should have seen my rims after it.
Flat.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was just... I don't know, I wasn't ready for it, and I just hit some concrete, I think.
I was stood with Jess. Me and Jess was literally, because obviously you were leading... So you'd come round and you went underneath like that. There's like a crane or a building or something. And me and Jess are just talking. Oh, Johnny's gone through, and then kind of waiting. And then next thing you know, people are running back towards the track saying that Johnny's just crashed.
Mate, I remember just jumping down this hill, like to land in a hole. And then all of a sudden it just like my hands came off and it was just like, it happened. So, and then I went to get up and my my wrist was like a welly, like a rubber boot. It just folded, mate, when I went to get up. Whoa. And then I just started shouting.
Not good.
No, it wasn't best.
No.
So it's not like that then this year. The track's not the same place, not the same area,
not
nothing.
Not the same area, no. Different spot.
Right. I'll find you another question then.
But it is, well, that there was like, it wasn't actually a motocross track. They just made, it was like, oh, they made it because it was in like a big sand quarry, but it was like a bulldoze track in the sand. It's actually pretty sick the way they used to make the track.
Yeah, but it got rough, eh?
It's on an actual motocross track this year, like a track that's there all year round. Megawatt was like all just made for that one event.
I actually did fancy the Megawatt one. I thought after the year you expanded yourself, I fancied that, and then they stopped running it.
It was never really like advertised or publicised or anything much, I wouldn't have said, in England, which is a shame because I think it was actually a really sick event, which this one might be. It's the organisers is the same as the... Krakow Super Enduro, and they always do a good job, so I can imagine this one's also going to be good, to be fair.
You've replied to your own question on this. Why have you used that photo of you? Do you want to tell us?
That was your bad run. That was the controversy run, eh?
Straight Rhythm in the US, that picture. And I jumped off the first obstacle and I landed, like, went over the front, and then my GoPro that was on a chest mount hooked underneath the front brake cable, but, like, wouldn't come out. So I rode the full Straight Rhythm back, and Taddy actually beat me, so I was gutted.
That's a, knocked me out. A valid point you've got there, because I asked the same, I just asked you off camera saying, why have you not got it on your helmet? But now that's a rule not just for Husqvarna and KTM riders. FIM rule is no helmet cameras.
Yeah, that's what they told me. I'm actually going to ask again, because it was only the Red Bull guy. I'd obviously rather run it on my helmet. I don't mind.
Your personal deal with GoPro, haven't you?
Yeah. So yeah, but I'd run it anyways, because it's way better. Like, the footage on your helmet.
Yeah, it's way better. Sits higher. Yeah. The chin, I reckon, is a good spot. But yeah.
And, like, the chest mount, you're still going to get hit in the chest, aren't you? Mm. I know it's bad.
It's a never-ending debate. We don't need to go into
that. We've done some hours testing, haven't we, with GoPros? And
It's a never-ending debate. Mm. People aren't happy no matter where you put it.
Johnny, what are your thoughts on the Big Dosser? Do you know who the Big Dosser is?
Fury.
No, no.
So I mean Billy.
Tommy.
Oh, Tommy. They mean Tommy the Big Dosser.
That's what they call him, yeah.
He's not a big dosser, he's just a dosser, isn't he?
That's true. He's not a big lad, is he?
I actually met Tyson Fury once in the middle of the street. Well, I actually drove through Markham. Have you heard about
this?
Yeah,
you saw that.
I drove through Markham, and me and Jess were, like, driving through, and I was like, oh, he must live around here somewhere, because, like, I've seen videos of his house. And we came up the hill, and then there was a Ferrari just written off in the middle of the road, like, bumpers everywhere. And then he was just stood on the side of the road, and I was like, no way, couldn't believe it. So,
what, he crashed his car?
He just ripped it off, yeah, in the middle of the road, right outside his house. And
did you ask for a photo?
Well, yeah, so I was like, I wanted to ask him for a picture, and I was like, I can't, like, if someone asked me for a picture, like, after I just ripped my car off, you wouldn't want to do it, would you? And Jess was like, oh, just, you know, he'd be fine, just go and ask him. I went and asked him, and he's just like, no, mate.
Really?
I just felt so shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been keen.
I got back on my van and just drove.
Yeah, that would do.
And then I was like, Jess, why did you make me do that? I just looked like an idiot.
There's plenty of pictures of your Land Rover though. After Ersberg that year, though, weren't there?
What was that?
I've not even heard this. What did you do? Right one off.
What year would it have been? Yeah,
don't know. I was definitely
maybe
a Charles
15
rider.
Or something. It was the last.
Nah, before that, I had a 40.
It was
40.
The first time I won it.
No,
it was that time I won it when I had a. Like, it went perfect.
Yeah,
15,
I was racing.
Well, yeah.
15.
Yeah, because I was in the car behind.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So basically, we went up the mountain to look at the track in this Land Rover, and there was a few guys in. There was actually seven of us in this Land Rover. People were sat in
Is
the
Is this
boot.
In the quarry?
In the quarry, yeah. Sat in the boot. It was the Husqvarna Land Rover as well. It wasn't even my one. And we were coming down, and I went round this corner, and it rolled.
Ooh.
I rolled it, yeah, with the guys in the back. No one had seatbelts on. Honestly.
I feel like they sent the full story. Why are you laughing, Stan? They
just
sent the full story.
The yeah.
No, there was some dodgy handbrakes going, surely.
Nah. Oh, Dad, don't handbrake. After that.
Just went, didn't it?
After that.
Was you in the... Was
nah,
you in it?
No, I was lesson. In... He was behind.
I was in the front. He was in that one, and then I was with Niter. In the car, because we were following him in the car to go and have a look at the track, because we knew where they were going. And we're coming down into this left-hander, and we were just, yeah, that's...
We went flying around this corner in the quarry.
Whereabouts was it in
and
the
it,
quarry?
It picked up, there's a water rut, and it picked up, and it bounced, and then
water
it
pipe.
Just flipped.
Top of water pipe?
Yeah, next to water pipe. It just flipped, and there was, like, no one had seatbelts on. There was glass. I had glass in my head and stuff, and it was the day before.
Fuck. Is everyone all right?
Yeah, everyone was all right. Some people cut their hands and that.
Who was driving you?
Me. I learnt my lesson. I'd never do it ever again. And then, yeah, I went down and I was trying to ring, like, the KTM boss and tell him what's just happened. And I couldn't get through to him. He wasn't answering. I just kept ringing him. And then I noticed Niter had put it on Twitter. Can you know, he tweeted all these pictures of this Land Rover rolled. And then the KTM guy rang me and he went mental. And I was like, I'm sorry, I've been trying to ring you.
Is that why you ride for Beater now?
No, it's 5 years ago. Probably because I'm crap.
No, it's a good job you won that.
You went fast that year.
Yeah,
you went fast that
year.
You sort of won a Wes before a Wes was really a thing, didn't you? You did like a pretty perfect season.
I used to be half decent, yeah. And then I've just got older injured. No, just...
If you close your eyes, it's sort of like having Tommy here, isn't it?
I got injured and then I went slow.
Yeah. Tommy hasn't had many injuries, has he?
He's got a bad shoulder.
He's made of glass, that boy.
Yeah, well, that's me. That's why I didn't want to do that bike thing earlier, because if we did it,
and it was like one thing, I had to take a dab, I'd probably break a leg. Yeah, it's probably good. We're both.
Yeah, we was going to. Bill came up with the idea of doing a game of bike for his YouTube channel, but then
rain
delayed.
We'll do it. We'll do it in a few years when we're all retired.
Do you want a question for Stan or a question for Johnny?
Johnny.
I'll give Stan one.
I'll ask this one first while I find one for Stan. Johnny, are you going to be doing the Super Enduro this year on the 300?
Yeah, so the plan was actually to do it on the 300 last year. I enjoy it. It's good. The reason I wouldn't ride a four-stroke is because I don't really have any time to do any sort of testing. So the two-stroke's easy.
But they do a four-stroke if you wanted it.
They do, yeah. They do some, I don't know, what do they do, Stan? They do like a 350, 390,
yeah.
420, 450.
They do quite a few, don't they?
Yeah.
490.
So, you got a voice note, Ed, have you seen?
I've seen that, yeah. There's so many questions for Stan, it's great. have a guess what the first one, what the majority are.
Scooter.
No, well, yeah. I've scrolled down here, there's four. Has Stan ever been on a podcast?
Random people in America were saying that. that was fucking brilliant.
I couldn't believe in America how many
said
people...
said that on the last ones. Like, dude, American fans just...
Yeah. About watch up, like the stuff over here.
Yeah.
It's
good, isn't it?
Why did Stan move the oil cap in Romania?
Would you go and race in the US?
Yeah, I'd like to do it more. I was pretty blown away, to be fair, by the response the race had and stuff like that. But it was weird. Like, it got the race and vlogs and podcasts and stuff were mega popular. But then, like, a lot of people also just, because they'd probably never seen without a helmet on or whatever, didn't even know who we were. Like, me and Manny were walking the track and people would just be like, oh, you guys racing? Or, like, honestly, I have literally no idea who we were. But we got no
Wi-Fi in Tennessee, have we? Well, yeah. Or internet.
Oh, my God, it was shocking.
Yeah.
Should have seen this rock we moved on the track.
Me and Tommy did a video where we watched back my last two laps of GoPro, and as I like drove over the rock, I said, oh, we moved that rock the day before, and I didn't really have enough time because I didn't pause it or anything to quite get the gist of the effort that we put into moving this rock. But
is that so you could step up onto another?
Basically, the track went one way, and it was quite one line, wasn't
it? Yeah,
it
was like one line, tight and nudgety left, like around, there was a big rock, probably like the height of this roof, and like a hole underneath it, but then there was like a massive rock to the right of it, which was just like out of the track, but just peering there, like not really doing anything, and I seen it was like loads of loose rocks underneath it, and I was like, I reckon that rock could fill this hole. So anyway, we'd probably two hours, or at least over an hour of just pushing and shoving.
We moved it and it fell in and it was in the worst angle.
Yeah, because
so then we had like trees levering it.
We had
it was honestly
all the loose rocks that were like underneath the one that we moved were put in the hole to like start filling it up, and then just we got to the point where we started to push the big one, like three of them were like maximum effort just to move it. I'm like, I reckon we might fill this hole in a bit too much now. It's gonna like not work.
Stick out.
So then it fell into place and it was just still unrideable. So then we had to get trees and we're like levering, prizing it up like that, so then someone would go in and like scurry the loose rocks that would just fill it
with the hands underneath it.
Yeah,
back out. I had like two trees which were like had like full body weight on.
Where was you at this point, Stan?
Waiting in the truck for
in the air conditioning.
But did it make the track better?
Yeah, because it went straight up. Yeah, it made the track flow way better.
Is it the one in the vlog where, or in the GoPro, where you sort of ride up and it looks like you're riding up onto another rock?
Yeah,
you get
like two wheels onto it and then go off it. It wasn't that difficult then, but it definitely made the track better. It was worth the effort.
We could build our own track.
Yeah.
Track building.
Yeah, we should do it next.
Fuck that. Me and Bill have done that. We did the enduro cross track that you've rode today, and that was a labour of love, really.
It's hard. I'd enjoy it. I like
motocross tracks. Easy, move dirt.
Yeah, there's a lot of effort.
Swinging shit in.
Yeah, diggers cranes and it's good though. I think
if we had a forklift, would have been a lot better.
We should set out a one-off extreme race.
We could.
That would be good.
We do. I think we could do a good job of that.
I'm trying to think. Where would you like to do?
Because we walked a lot of Italy together. Did we do any track building there?
Yeah, a fair bit on the rivers.
Although yeah, the last and the day before we had some straight lines.
What about all the track walking and building you did in the first round?
Oh yeah, that was for a lot of wasted effort.
Where was that?
Porto, Lagos.
Fucking 3 days, about 40 kilometres of track walked for fucking nothing.
Mickey Harrison's got something for you, Stan. Says Stan's a minge.
About 1,700 people seem to think Stan's a minge, don't they? I don't know where that's come from.
I wonder why. Then you want to win a U3, don't they?
Yeah, well, it's not matter. They said it, not me. Mm. We still haven't posted them off. By the way, if you're listening and you haven't received, we've got all the winners and all the, apart from Tim. Tim never come forward, you fucking useless.
Now we give Tim away in the last one.
Tim's going to be given away in the last podcast. But anyway, they're going to get posted this after, well, tomorrow. They're going to go out with tomorrow's kicks. So yet no one's received the U3 yet from this year, but they all will be posted tomorrow. I'm going to give Ed all the addresses straight after this podcast and they're going to get given up.
I'm going to have a disclaimer there that it's not my fault. I've been asking for the addresses for about 2 weeks.
He's sick of them. They've been on the counter just behind. You probably can't see them. They're back there. They're all together. Apart from the Italy one, which was it Italy? Yeah, the Italy one is still in Italy and Stan's going to post that next week on his air. We'll give a U3 away from each Wes round this year, Johnny. That's us.
Oh, yeah?
It's meant to be on the vlog. It's meant to be on the vlog from the race, but I usually forget and then have to do it on Instagram or whatever. But
Bill likes to give them away as they come off his back.
Can I give something away?
Yeah, you can give whatever you want.
What should I give away?
Your bank details.
Well, so someone put something in it. That would be nice.
You better not get any sponsors off this podcast. I'm going to be sick of my life if you
do. No, we're going to use him to G up some of our own sponsors.
Yeah,
we're telling him Johnny's
honestly,
a local.
If there's anyone out there, please. What? We're struggling here.
He's minted, honestly. What?
yeah, I know, he's moved to Andorra to save it all as well.
What have you got to give away? You can do a giveaway.
Anything, shirt, kit.
Do you want to give a shirt away?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay,
in this.
No. Are you giving one as
what's
well?
What's a good one to give away? A shirt, camel pack.
Shirt.
Boots. Shirt's banging. If you can donate a shirt, I can probably donate you some kicks later.
Right, I will. No, I'll message Leah. Leah like a giveaway.
Do they?
I'll speak to them.
So there's going to be a giveaway. A Leah bundle. How are we going to give it away? Because do Factory Image Racing have any giveaways left?
Factory Image Racing's giveaway every episode. But I've also still got Factory Image stuff to give away.
We'll keep that in the YouTube comments and we'll do Johnny's giveaway.
Yeah, so Factory Image Instagram. Giveaway is on...
head up to my Instagram.
I think they got to follow 2Pro1Slow for the link.
We'll do it on 2Pro1Slow's Instagram. So if you're listening or you're watching on YouTube, head over there.
For the Liat giveaway.
And there'll be a Liat bundle giveaway. Right. Well done, Johnny. Very noble of you.
Can you chuck a mat in or anything, Stan? Or
I'll chuck a mat and a roll of rag.
Stan's got a budding business.
Blue roll
and mat. So if you need any of them, contact Stan. Or any, in fact,
yeah, any
just contact Stan just for anything.
When I went
drop him a message. Anything about your bike, any queries you have, mechanical queries.
Have you helped anyone out?
About your car, about your lawnmower. Just drop him a message on Instagram. He loves it.
No. Don't, please.
No, what if a young lady that wants a bit of help with a, I don't know, 65 or something for her son?
Yeah, obviously I'm always here to help. I can never be negative. Got to be positive.
Yeah, just message Stan.
Has Stan bought any more curved TVs lately?
No. Learned my lesson.
You're good at booking flights, though.
Oh, yeah, we mentioned this on the last one. Tell us about your TKO flight dilemma.
What a nightmare. So, Fabio, the boss of KTM, had booked me and Billy flights to go to TKO, but he'd booked them. We had to go around the world, typical, normal.
Oh, really? That's a surprise.
So we had to go Manchester, Paris, or Manchester, Paris.
It was only one layover, to be fair, but there was an option of a direct one, and it was cheaper.
It was. So, Roxy, we'd already arranged, really, because Roxy was flying home from Heathrow, and there was a direct flight from Heathrow. So, Billy says, come on, we'll just book that. So, Fabio said to me, book the flights, and then just invoice me. Job done. Yep, no problem. So, I'm down the pub, had a pint, and the signal...
There's a reoccurring theme here.
I was having food, so I'm allowed 2 pints of my food. And the signal's real bad. So, gone onto the flights, confirmed it, £3,330. So booked it, but it come back saying that there was an error. So I thought, it's not been booked, has it? Because obviously the page come on and said it was an error. So, but the email had gone into my junk mail, so I couldn't see it. So I got home and then booked them again when I got home and spent 6,600 quid on flights.
How many times did you book it?
But he twice. Only realised the next nice, morning twice. When there was no... checked his bank account.
Yeah.
So did you get your money back?
I had 400 quid left in my bank account. That was good. So then I had to wait seven... I did the invoice for the one fine and then I had to wait 7 days then to get my...
Refund. That's good that you got a refund. I'm horrendous at booking flights, mate.
I'm never doing it again.
Yeah. I rushed them and I was putting them on the wrong day.
I booked... Stan drove my van back from I don't even know where it was.
Italy.
After Romania, yeah. And I booked the tunnel from Dover to Calais.
I don't know how you manage to do that. People do it on Kex as well, and they order loads of stuff, and then they go, hang on, I've ordered small, but I'm a medium. Don't you ever check the checkout before you check out?
No, who ever checks?
When you're in a rush, though, mate, you just get the job done and go.
We live busy lifestyles.
I've booked flights before.
You're like the most fucking lackadaisical person I know.
Yeah, but I've still got a million things to do.
I'll be sat at home, and I'll get a thing saying, you need to check in for your flight tomorrow. And I'm like,
where am I going?
Like, and mate, I don't tell Jess. I'm like, put my phone down and like put it out the way.
Fucking hell.
It was just a random flight that I booked by accident.
This is a question that we get asked all the time. But now that you're on here, Johnny, they want to know whether you're racing Western Beach Race.
No, when is it?
We did this the other day, October the 3rd or 4th or something.
It was the same weekend as Hispania, but it's the weekend before, I think.
No, it's Hispania.
No, it's not. It's the weekend before. I checked it last
time. I do like it.
You've raced it before, haven't
you? Yeah, it's good. I enjoyed it last time.
Do you think Tommy would like it?
What we need to do is get Gareth Hockey to line our pockets for the amount of plugs he's had for the Western Beach Race.
He has had a lot of fucking Western Beach Race plugs.
Fake accounts. Yeah,
he's just got a load of burners and just every time that comes out, he's like, get Western on there.
Right, one race, what are you going to do? You've got one race to do.
What, is your last race before you get sentenced to death?
Yeah.
Romania. you fucked me there.
Yeah.
It'd be the best scenic riding you've ever done, Ed. Maybe. Oh, yeah, fucking great. Of course it will.
Did you enjoy it? Did you think about doing it again?
I'm thinking about doing it again this year.
This year I was going to go and do Erzberg, even though I've got no chance of finishing. Bill talked me into
see,
that.
See, Romaniacs is better because you get your quality riding.
No, but Erzberg, you need to experience. 10 minutes. Yes, but you also need to experience the week.
He might as well just go to the beer tent.
Yeah, I agree. But
no, but you might as well do the prologue and go to the beer tent. You can do both.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
You can do all of them.
Yeah, all three.
There's the rocket ride. I'm going to do the rocket ride from now on.
Yeah, the rocket ride looks good fun, but I'm not very good at going fast.
What do you call them? You and Muscleado always wins the rocket ride. Aussie.
Yeah.
Oh,
Aussie Risinger.
That's a good point about rocket ride's a bit hill climbing, isn't it?
It's just like five hill climbs.
Yeah. Tommy's been entered into a hill climb somewhere in Stoke, apparently. After the season, he's like, I've been asked to do a hill climb race.
You know what we should do? A stubble cross championship.
There's because a good stubble cross track near here.
Because that is like enduro riders can do it and motocross riders.
Yeah.
Because it's just all about turns.
That would be good.
Surely there's enough stubble fields in England.
There's one that you boys all go practice at, isn't there? Where did you go the other day, Bill?
Nah, that's just a race. That was just a one off.
That edge one?
Yeah. There's one at Dean Searles, but I've never actually been to it, to be fair. I always time it wrong when there's fucking plants on it.
The one at Dean's quite good, actually.
Yeah, I've seen videos.
I went the other week, a couple of months ago, when it was no plants. It was rough as fuck, real rough. What's your last race then, Johnny?
Stubblefields is a yearly
My thing, last
sorry.
Race would be... I don't actually know.
Have you got a favourite out of the West?
I like Romaniacs, yeah. Even though it's so long.
Are you lying?
No.
To be fair, I'm actually going that
day. You're warming up to it?
Yeah, I have warmed up.
Apart from that middle day when I nearly died this year because it was so hot. Like, I really enjoyed it.
Nah, I've warmed up to it.
I enjoyed riding your track today, actually. That's probably the last... If I was going to ride anywhere, it'd be on your track.
So, Johnny, before we started the day... He said, I'm never coming back here again.
And I rode up and these jumps are massive.
Then he unlocked them. He went,
yeah.
I like
and then
it.
I just did one at a time, peeled them off.
And then I think you you give Bill a run for his money
in the second motor.
So
I did him in the second motor, but he did me in the second motor the other day.
Yeah.
Who done who in the lap times up there in the end?
I did it in a lap timer.
2:02. Was that the best? Didn't improve.
No, not on that.
And the motocross half time.
No, but
in the second motor.
who did it in the enduro lap? Who actually did it?
Who got the fastest overall lap time today?
One time was really good.
That one I did at the end on the 350 was, but the fastest
that was
I've
the fastest,
done of the day on it. But
52.
That was a one off. If you'd have done a one off.
I think Johnny was the fastest.
But anyway, we're 2:02 from this week, the last 2 days.
So we rode the other day at motocross track and Billy had me in the second one.
What bike did you ride that day?
Two-stroke.
Oh, two-stroke's the way, Stan. I think you're going to have to get some two-stroke bits in stock.
And that was of a dinted pipe.
Yeah, you like a dinted pipe, basically.
It's been good.
We could go up Scotland this week, tomorrow.
That's cool.
And have another day.
We've been trying to plan a Scotland trip, but it's never come about.
Mate, it's so good up there.
That's what I keep telling Tommy.
But Tommy's never going to go. You might as well give up.
No, he was game for it.
You need to have like 3 days, especially for me.
Well, he's got a camper.
From here, you do. From us, it's not.
Has he done
us? Us, you can do it in a day.
Do you know why he actually wants to do it? He goes, because I've got to do a vlog in my motorhome, really. That's the only reason he wants to go away somewhere for the night.
What motorhome's he got?
SC motorhome.
Oh.
That's what you've got, isn't it?
Oh, well done.
Of course.
Is that a mother plugger?
Yeah, I've just been to SC yesterday.
I don't have one. I don't know, sponsor me one.
Do you want one, Stan?
Yeah, I'll have one while I'm here,
You've got a new van coming.
I have, I need some racking, actually.
Stan actually does need some racking. I reckon that's a realistic ask. Get Stan the back of his van kitted out. He just wants it racking in
some
drawers and shelves.
Cabinets.
And shit.
Well, after your newfound fame, I heard you was getting a GoPro and starting a YouTube channel.
Well, I did try, but then I thought, I can't really edit it.
My old camera is at his house, and he's definitely been trying to work out, because it keeps moving position. I leave it somewhere, and then I come back, and it's in a different position.
Yeah, but is he trying to do vlogs, or is he trying to make adult movies?
I noticed OnlyFans. The first couple of times, I was that keeps moving. And then in the end, when I went the other day, he went, I wish that camera had a fucking SD card in it. Oh, SIM card in it, he called it. He went, I wish it was a SIM card in that camera.
It's simple, like Tommy. Tommy calls them SIM cards.
No, I wanted to do a bit of vlogging, because obviously Billy's out riding and I'm proper grafting at home, laying me slabs. And I just thought it'd be like two different angles. Me at home normally doing his bike, but I'm at home doing slabbing, and then him
slabbing,
tossing it off.
He does a lot.
His bike.
Slabbing, what? Slagging.
And he didn't even help me.
I've got a bad knee.
I rang him once. I said, where are you? He says, I'm in the gym. I said, well, you wouldn't have had to go to the fucking gym if you come and help me dig out my grass.
I don't know when I lost.
But let's down the YouTube topic, because someone said here, why is your channel so dead, Johnny? It's more dead than Tommy's.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's hard work. Privacy of your life.
It is such graft.
I don't have anyone doing mine.
Yeah, I don't do his.
Yeah, go on, Ed. Defenders.
No, I will. I genuinely haven't edited one of his videos.
Tell him.
I'll tell you. I've edited two of his videos. In the last
week, right?
No.
Okay, so
last 4 or 5 months.
Yeah. No, it's hard work.
At least three months.
Shit.
At least.
I'm shit at anything with cameras and stuff like that. So
yeah, we did have a few.
I've got one coming out tomorrow. I'm gonna edit it tonight when I get home.
Why do you start now on your phone? iMovie.
Nah, because I've got a proper thing on my laptop now.
Nah, Johnny's a Final Cut Pro man. He's one up from Dean.
Now, Johnny, actually, me and Johnny had a fair few FaceTime calls through lockdown. Going, how do I put text on a screen?
I nearly rang you the other day for getting text on. I couldn't. I got it eventually. It's really bad.
It's graft, though. It's
hard work. I need to be more better at filming. Jess needs to be better, because it needs to just be filmed in a way that then I can just upload it and go from there.
Even though you're probably not going to like this, but what do you film it on? What camera?
My iPhone and my GoPro.
Yeah, that's number one problem.
What's wrong with that? Ed's strongly against GoPro.
I like a GoPro for riding, but a GoPro for vlogging.
I have no idea.
Yeah, you need to invest yourself in a nice camera.
You've got a camera,
but what difference is it going to make? Yeah, but just for pictures.
It'll make your life a lot easier.
I'm sure it does video as well.
I got it, and then I couldn't get it off it onto the computer.
Then you need a little cable to plug it in.
I've got it dialed now.
Buy Bill's old camera.
I've got the mount and that for the GoPro now, with a microphone and that.
Yeah, but then
so my next vlogs are better.
If you go in here any area and it's not like hospital lit up, the GoPro don't really work.
Oh yeah,
it does work. It's just a snob.
I'm not a snob. Even you now.
No, I agree.
Mate, I don't have a spare 500 quid to buy a new camera.
God, listen.
Fuck off.
500 quid, not 5 grand.
Huh?
You've got more money than sense.
500 quid, I'm not.
Tight as a duck's arse, that's your problem.
I tell you what, I've seen you blow some dough. M4 with the fucking acro pipes on it.
M3.
Right, exactly. But that was acro pipe talk.
Yeah, but I'm old now.
A45.
A45 as well.
I need to save kids on
Proper
the way.
Proper little boy racer, eh?
No, I think the acros were free. They came with JW on them.
Mm. Yeah.
Were they free?
They were nice, them, yeah.
They were.
22 on them.
I bet you sold them, though, did you?
No.
That would have been a camera easy.
We'll get you online now.
Yeah, I've got nothing left.
Buy Bill's old camera. He's got rid of one. He's just had a new one. XT4.
You could sponsor me with it.
I'll lend it. XT4. Yeah. I messaged him on Instagram, but they didn't answer us.
No, I wanna do a better YouTube. I really do.
But in all seriousness, it is such graft. I actually enjoy doing it. That's why I don't mind spending a lot of time in it. If you're like equated time into money, none of us are making any money whatsoever. The amount of time you actually have to spend doing it, but I enjoy doing it, so it's a bit different. Like I get. And it's good because it means I actually rest when I'm sat with my laptop.
I actually said this to Stan earlier, didn't I? I said even though he spends a lot of time doing it, it's probably like
it is
a downtime for a busy bastard.
It is actually good because it makes us like actually just sit down for an afternoon and do nothing. And I enjoy it, like I say. But it is way, way, way more time than anybody thinks it is.
I don't mind doing it. I'm just shit at editing. But like if I go riding somewhere and it's shit, like...
It's hard,
I don't want to put something up that's boring.
Yeah, it's hard. Like
why
even
did
now,
you put the TKO one up?
Huh?
Why did you put your last TKO one up?
Wait until you see this riding one that I've got there. This sounds legit.
If you need views and stuff, I'm available.
Can you watch them? Just leave it on.
No, I'm on about being in them. If you want more views, that's what I'm saying. I'll come in.
I reckon you could actually get some views on your own channel.
I could.
I actually put a...
You could. You could do a mechanic in one.
I put one up of him doing a Rabaconda wheel with two wheels in 4 minutes. 4,000 views. Thanks for the ad revenue off that one, Stan.
Yeah, cheers.
Stan owns this podcast. To be fair,
yeah, I do. All this.
Yeah, we had a tire race.
Favorite.
Yeah, I bought it.
Well done. We had a tire race with a grand prize money, and Stan, I'd already reinvested the grand prize money into buying the podcast equipment, so Stan ended up with no. Prize money.
Billy managed to get a sponsor involved to give a grand for the prize and then spent it thinking he was going to win. Stan beat him.
Hey, he had it in his head that he was going to win. He goes, I'm going to win it anyway. And I've generally thought he was going to win.
I would. If I did it again, I'd win.
Shut up.
You were quite way out. The top of my head, he was 5 and you were like 9 or 7.
7.5.
7.5 minutes for what?
Bike on the stand, both wheels in, and it was both wheels out. Tires off, both wheels back in, like you could ride it again.
Tires back on, though.
Yeah, spindles obviously. A lot.
Well, I thought you were just going, you said tires, wheels back
on. No, both wheels in the bike, both wheels out of the bike, tires off, tires back on again, both wheels back in the bike.
7.5 minutes.
Yeah, that's not bad, actually.
Tommy was 12 and a half minutes for one.
Well, getting the wheel out.
12 and a half minutes for one. He did actually put the tire on and off with assistance from all three.
Yeah, I think 12 and a half minutes was...
Underviewed video still, so if you haven't watched it, go and fucking watch it.
Your channel, that.
Yeah, my channel. But that
I've
didn't
got
get
a Rabaconda video. Watch it on mine.
You actually, what's your highest one was Why I Moved to Beta, didn't it? Or something like that.
Yeah, you played the
Beta move well.
The Beta
you
move
did.
Very, very, very well.
You did?
You did. Have done it so much better.
No, but the whole thing worked out really well.
It was exciting.
It was very well orchestrated.
Yeah, we thought it was played well. And the views and the way that you did the video.
I told you that I was changing bike.
Yeah, you also said, can you film the video? And I said, yeah, and then fucking next minute it's online and I hadn't filmed a thing of it.
I couldn't afford it, mate.
Well, look, she was flashing dough about then.
I got it filmed for free in the end.
Oh, that'll be why then. Don't you have someone, though, that helps you?
Yeah, I've got a guy in Spain that helps me. Well, no, I pay him.
Well, yeah, same thing.
But yeah, I just struggle for tracks. That's the thing. I just don't want to put the same track up all the time because it's boring, isn't it?
Oh, no, mate, don't say that round here. We fucking hammer my track.
Tommy's rode two tracks in his whole YouTube career.
It's different, isn't it? It's a nice track.
Nah, it does. Even like the last few weeks when I haven't been at a race, I thought, I'm going to do loads of vlogs, and then you get to it and you're like, it's probably not going to be that interesting, so then you don't end up doing it. And then
sometimes I'll make a vlog and just delete it.
Well, and just not put it out?
No.
Yeah, but that's... So what... what Bill does, which I think, well, what Tommy does, is just film a bit every day and then make a mishmash.
Yeah, mishmash works better because then it's not just.
I'll do a mishmash.
Drabbling on. Just keep mishmashing and then TKO by the time vlog. You smash it together.
Just film a little bit every day and then just every morning when you get up, well, go on
also,
another day.
I've come to a conclusion. People just do not care how shit it is. How shit it seems to us, people still enjoy it. 90%.
Why don't we go riding up Scotland for the next 3 days and we'll do a vlog?
Yeah, I'm game. I'm ready to go.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll come.
We could do Dune one day.
Dune's a good track.
Is it motocross? If it's motocross,
it's motocross.
Oh, fuck off.
He doesn't do motocross.
No. Oh, do you know?
You've seen me ride today. I fucking hate motocross.
See that, and that's another thing. Wherever we ride is mostly illegal.
Yeah, that's that
so
is.
Then you're like going to put something.
That's the worst part about actual hard enduro riding.
A day out
all
in Wales
illegal.
Is
100% of the riding that we do is illegal.
So all of that stuff that's like from years back, videos of you on a KTM up near your neck of the woods, is that
all illegal?
Really? All the stuff for the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Have they clamped down on it now then?
No.
Still just go and do it?
Yeah.
We'll do it when
I
this
still
got
riding there, but yeah, it's just, I don't know, just end up getting done in the end, don't you?
Yeah, it's not worth giving
what
it away.
What about Spain?
Nah, in Andorra it's the same. Like, 50, we do 50. It. And it's hot. In Andorra, there's like a few places that you can ride because of the seat, it goes on seat height. So if you're in this town, you can ride.
Backward rule is.
Sea
height. Look at him, his head just fell off. So trials
bike. First of all, I thought you said sea height.
Basically, if you've got a trials bike, you've just got a right of roam across the entire mountain range.
You can just ride wherever you want on a trials bike. So like, say you go to La Massana, which is a different town, they'll have like anything over a meter high, you can't ride. It's so weird.
Fuck.
Does the police come out with a tape measure?
I don't. And they're never going to catch.
Why don't you just
it?
Fucking lower the sag? Why don't you get some hole shot devices?
Yeah, take the seat off. Yeah, it's lower, mate.
You're taking the piss.
No, it's a backward rule that.
But so if they catch you, they measure your seat and go, "Fucking hell, you shouldn't be here."
I don't know if they do that, but that's the rules.
Just whips his tape measure out.
Oh well. So go on then. So meter, you can do what you want.
Huh?
So from a meter, you can ride where you want.
Yeah, so say you can ride here if you're on a trials bike, but then if you go over into the next valley, you can ride on a motocross bike, and it's fine.
What about...
You can literally ride a trials bike anywhere, down the streets.
I'm guessing you could ride like a 110 or something anywhere then.
Yeah, you probably could.
Yeah, you probably could. But don't know how well that'd go, 2,000 metres up.
The thing is, 125. You've got to... Like, in close to the towns, people walk, so you try like to stay away from them, but when you go into the tops, it's fine. Who put that video up?
Garcia, it was on the newspaper.
Doing a hill climb that was about 4 minutes long right up this hill. And he put it up and then it was like on the front page. He put it on Instagram and then it made the front page of the paper. He took it down. Did he get fined?
No, but they went mental.
And this is only in Andorra?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, because I've rode at Off-Road Orange, which no doubt you have.
Yeah.
And that seems like you can go anywhere.
Yeah, but
that's a different part.
That's miles away, is it? But also,
There's
places like that in Spain as well, though, to be fair.
You can go across the border. There's a place called, what's it called? Pasquet.
Pasquet.
Pasquet, and that's like, has it got 400 hectares or something? It's massive. You just ride across the mountains.
It's big, yeah. There's still plenty of places, but it's as soon as you put something somewhere, everyone wants to know where it is, though, don't they?
Should we take your scooter to Andorra?
Yeah. I need a scooter.
Andorra would be good for scooters because parking's a fucking mission.
Broker the deal now. You've got two buyers here
for
your electric scooter.
For sale after
I do,
crash.
Yeah.
We'll
I want a little fold-up scooter because it'd be good to put in the van for the races to fly about on.
Okay, well, I've got one that I'm selling because I've crashed my I've crashed my brains out, and if it stays in my house, I'm going to do it again. So it's for sale. Said to Ed, he can have first refusal.
No, we'll have a bid now. I'll give you 50 quid.
How much is it?
Oh, 50 quid, I'll give you.
It's a Segway.
I'll give you 50.
Segway 9-bot. Extra battery kit. It's
got LEDs on the bottom.
Got LEDs on. Got a light on the front that don't really do very much. But
what did you give for it?
It was 34 kilometres an hour.
It was big. It was 4,500 quid, wasn't it?
470.
You paid 470
Yeah, paid 470
quid
for it.
How old has it been crashed?
No, but it's been crashed
damaged.
Half,
Patsy.
Has it got any damage on it?
No.
Scuffed grip.
No, it's next to nothing.
Scuffed grip. Alignment is still good, though.
Yeah, it's all good.
Chassis is still straight.
Yeah.
That's all right, then. And the battery life's still good on it?
Yeah, because it's probably charged about 3 times in its whole life.
If I banged in the serial number, Could I resell it, or has it come off a truck?
No, I've got the box.
Oh, she's legit.
Lado nicked it with the box.
No, no. I bought it. I was, again, one of my stupid ideas. Yeah. I was pissed up one night and thought it'd be a brilliant idea to get it, go to the pub and back on it, you know what I mean, to save driving a car or whatever, getting a taxi. But then 2 weeks later, they come out with that rule that it needs to be taxed, insured.
Yeah,
and everything like
really?
That.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were taking the piss before.
No.
No, you're too genuine. No,
is that because of the speed?
It's classed as something.
If you chip an e-bike, that's the same. You can get done. If you
ride on the road.
Ride on the road on a chipped e-bike.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. It's mental.
So, 100 quid, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100.
I'm not spending much. I'll look on eBay.
Come on, Johnny.
105.
Hey, don't, you're playing well.
Oh, Johnny, you're not going to get one of them.
You're begging for poverty well on this.
I'll tell you what, 150. 150, some kecks and some hoodies.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, we'll have a bit of a deal.
Yeah, done. Yeah.
I'll give you 160.
He needs some more because he's flogged all the ones that he's had up to now.
Yeah, good.
Which ones?
A couple of walk hoodies.
Your kecks and hoodies?
He gives them out, dishes them out as presents.
Dishes them out as
presents. I do dish them out as presents.
To all his yummy mummies' kids.
Yeah, no. He actually did say to me the other day, can I have some kids ones?
I've been waiting for the kids ones for ages. my mate's a little lad, that's all he wears now. He said he won't wear normal ones, he wants kicks.
That's what we like to wear.
Those are good. And the same.
This is another one for you, Johnny. Who's the biggest shit talker in your industry? I'm guessing they mean riders.
That's a good one.
Come on, be truthful. Don't hold back.
Remember, we can cut this if we have to.
Let me have a think.
Cost you 50 quid for me to cut it. It's either you or someone else if you're taking this long.
Now everyone knows who's going to see. Or we should see.
Who am I going to see?
No, that's your question.
Yeah, it's not our question.
Paul Bolton.
Yeah, Paul Bolton. He just talks.
He does waffle some shit on them Red Bull things.
It dribbles out of his mouth. He can't help it.
I don't know whether he's watching this, but I'll commend him.
He does a good job.
Yeah, he does a good job.
It's definitely his dream occupation, but he does it
he's
very good.
He's fucking busy. He's everywhere around the track
Every time you've seen him at TKO, he was just, like, in between races or whatever, he was just stood there dripping of sweat, like, dripping, bless him.
Yeah, no, he does well.
He works hard.
How was the trip to Wales? Have you been to Wales recently?
Yesterday.
Any good?
Went to SC yesterday. Took my camper in to get finished off, getting some shelves in and that. And it was good, yeah. I did a couple hours riding there yesterday and then messaged Bill to come ride in today.
I believe J&J Bespoke, who made us this desk, are right next to SC. Did you see a...
Who's that?
A furniture contractor.
Some guy that made a desk for him.
No, I wasn't paying attention. Would you like one?
Well, if you make rooms at SC, we could get you a nice desk made for outside.
For Mark to work on, get Mark.
This will be too heavy to.
No, it'll split some folds. How heavy is your make room? You told us earlier.
Bit overweight. I'm thinking of getting a bigger one next year.
Yeah.
I need to be more serious.
Why don't you get an SC?
Huh?
They're dead cheap.
What? The SCs? They're good, aren't they? Good quality, you know?
Yeah.
I like it. And he did like a bespoke build for me, which was perfect. He was pissed off yesterday when I took it. I took it and it was like, I didn't wipe all the walls down because I was like, they're going to do it when it gets there. So I took it and he opened the door and he's just like, fuck me. What is this? Because there was just oil everywhere and that. Well, it's a work van. It's done 10,000 miles since I got it.
They're so nice, aren't they? Yeah. The way that they do them. Unreal. Yeah.
I'm getting I'm just going to keep swapping them every year because they're going to do so many miles.
I've got nothing for Stan, but he was absolutely golden on the last podcast.
I'm going to have to listen to this last podcast.
Fucking hell, we're going to have to widen that door to get him.
I can't even remember what was said on it. What was it? When was it?
A long time ago. He was talking bollocks, wasn't he? Yeah. Chasetown Massive, does that mean anything?
Chasetown Massive, that's where I live.
My Chasetown Massive from... Toby Duke, 78.
About that.
Toby Duke, 78.
Toby Duke.
Well, he's acting
out. Pretend you know him. Just go, yeah, it's his best mate, really. He's just like, oh, I don't know him.
What's Stan's favourite beer?
He doesn't even know. Food and drink, he's got.
What's your favourite alcohol? What's your
Corona. And then JD and Coke.
JD and Coke. I like JD and Coke.
Nice.
We're on Baby Guinness the other week, weren't we, Bill, at the wedding? Smash some beer.
Oh, yeah. Talk us through that. You got married.
I was buying shots.
Not the win. That you bought Baby Guinnesses at Abistoni, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Johnny bought shots. Johnny bought shots.
Bought a round of shots.
Johnny actually bought shots.
I don't know what's the more important bit, the shots or he bought something.
Well, Johnny bought shots.
I actually saw a video of you. You looked like you had a good time after Aberystwyth.
Yeah. That was good. Football, that was the World Football Cup, was
yeah.
That? No,
I'm going to start doing it, yeah, from now on.
Just leathered up after every race.
Every race,
just
yeah.
Just buying shots.
How cool's downhill? You watch downhill. Menard just smoked at the weekend.
Yeah. He's a big downhill
and
fan.
And everyone was just lit. Yeah, everyone was having a good time. Manny's bike was getting revved up. Yeah, he's going to be in trouble for that one.
Yeah, I couldn't believe he actually posted it. I've seen it.
He posted it?
Pete actually sent us it on WhatsApp, and I thought, oh, that Manny's keen there. Then I seen it on everybody else's Instagram, and I thought, oh, he's definitely in trouble. And then he posted it on his own Instagram, and I was like, oh, my God.
Mm. Wait, so Manny went to it. Everyone got pissed. He pulled the bike out and just rev fuck out of it.
So basically, when they Menard
did a burnout on his bike.
Oh, no, KTM would love that. World champs just done a burnout.
To be fair, I think, about 10 seconds,
I think they should because it went viral, but I don't know. Hopefully it doesn't get told
they do
off.
The run and they have a good time. Yeah. And I think it's the best way.
Yeah, not slowly. I'm
enduro's
a big mountain bike fan.
A bit serious, isn't it? A bit hard enduro's a bit serious.
Because there's too much dough in it.
It's come better this year, though.
Yeah, this year has been good.
Where's the dough at?
There's
in your fucking pocket.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's none fucking left. Yeah. That was 10 years too late. 5 years too late.
He's had it all.
Fucking all, yeah.
Did you get a bonus for the year that you sort of won everything, but there wasn't a Wes?
Nope.
Nothing?
I got bonuses for
the races. The race bonuses were about fucking five times what they are now, though.
Now he's got that big Liat kit deal as well. No wonder he can give us some shit to give away. This was to buy it out of his own pocket.
Mate, Liat is. Honestly, it's the best company I've worked for.
Really?
I've rode for, yeah.
What, just let you do what you want?
Yeah.
Any never kit? Get,
yeah. They're never like, don't do this, don't
I would
that.
Say that they...
And the stuff's good.
They've put a lot of effort into like off-road and enduro specifically, which is good. I feel like no one...
Did
no
I
one,
say this to you the other day about how...
It's like one of the main
that's
ones
like
you associate with enduro. Yeah, you have to, I would say...
They've done so well, like even to get into mountain
biking. They've obviously put a lot of effort in. Invested and Johnny's done good. I not that I work with them or anything to do with them, but I think they have done a very good job of how they now come across and like the effort. You can see they put a lot of effort in it, and like we were saying, it's one of the bigger ones in off-road, and most companies don't really put a lot of effort in or resources into marketing in off-road or enduro or anything like that. So from the outside, it seems good.
Well, ring them up for a sponsorship there for this podcast.
Do I need any more arse licking or that do for now? Are you happy with that one?
Now get your thing out. Give your aircon man a plug.
Yeah, well, too hot or we're good?
I'm about right.
But if it did, was too hot, we could make it a bit cooler. If it was too cold, we could make it a bit hotter. And that was thanks to DC air conditioning.
We're good at this, aren't we? We're well practiced.
Yeah. Dribbling out your mouths.
Mm. And like we said earlier, if we got any... Mats or roll?
Mats or blue roll. Stan also... the blue roll's shite. I honestly wouldn't bother buying it. I really...
Mate, when I went home, I went to my mum and dad.
Lorries of it.
It's not worth buying. The mats are good. The mats are as good as you can get and as cheap as you're ever going to get. But the blue roll, don't even bother.
I went to my mum and dad's the other day and I walked into the garage and there was just about five or six blue roll. Blue and white. Maybe they're from...
Yeah, there was. No,
from Pete, probably.
My old man.
Yeah, I probably bought them years and years ago.
They're off me. I had one.
And there was just these rolls stacked up. I was like, yeah, they're from Stan.
Quality stuff, then it lasts.
It's not.
It does. No, it's just collecting dust.
It's that shit
Mark's
you don't use.
Mark's using it now. I brought it home. Mark's using it. He loves it.
It's garbage, Troyers.
It does just smear.
I don't use it. He puts a roll in my van whenever I leave his house. And it just doesn't move. And then I just... it does till I go back to his and then it gets left in the garage. And then he put another new one in there.
That's nice. I'm looking after
you. Fucking idiot.
This is quite a good two good questions. One leads into another. One was how did Johnny and Billy first meet, and then it was then another one is who was a better trials rider, Johnny or Billy? But I feel like they're going to cross over. So
who's going first, you or me? I can't remember who we first met.
I think I should go first because I know exactly how you first met.
Oh, really?
Oh, there's fucking Paul Bolton. Should we get him on a podcast?
At some point, yeah.
should we link him in? He's ringing.
Well, I'll ring him in, then. You can if you want.
We'll talk that out a bit. I can't remember.
I know how you first met.
You don't?
I do.
Yeah, I don't
how
think
old
you
are
do.
We?
Nah.
You probably not when you first met, but I remember you coming moaning to me going, oh, there's a kid called Billy Bolt who's pretty good and he's going to take all my sponsors.
Exactly.
he's managed.
We're riding. We had the same manager.
Yeah. Nah, and but like, that wasn't when we first met, though.
No, it was years before that. We were doing trials together.
I can't remember the first time. My dad and Johnny's dad used to get on well with each other at just talking shit at this... watching trials and stuff because we used to be in the same trial and stuff.
So you did compete in trials
from
together
the same
then?
Area. Yeah, no, we never competed
against each other. But he was always there. Like when I was growing up, because he did like world and European youth championship and stuff. It was, him and Jono Richardson were like the two best really, and like they were doing like world and European rounds, and I was like probably 12, 13 at the time, and like wanted to obviously to do that. So like I used to look up to him and other Johnny quite a bit back then. I'd have said it had probably been at a club trial, but I can't remember the first time. You won't remember this at all. They're probably a bit cringe that I'm going on about it, right? But we were at,
This is cute.
Right? I've got a weird memory. I remember some like really, really in-depth shit about the most bizarre time. Like you'd just gone onto a big bike, onto a 300. I couldn't remember what, it must be near the end of the year. You'd fucked off riding a 125. I think you'd fucked off riding for Ace as well. Mm-hmm. And you had a big, I don't know what size, either 250 or 300 gasser just off shirty. And you were at Calm riding. I was there with John, just practicing. And your bike had broke. And it was, you know, in the little sandstone quarry at Calm?
No.
The little quarry bit, like, down in the bottom, then go all the way to the end. There's that little... Never gets used in the race. Anyway, you were there, and your bike broke in the middle of this rock garden, and then you rolled down with your engine off, like, over these few rocks with your engine off, and I thought it was sick as fuck. That was...
Is this on a trials bike or an enduro bike?
No, a trials bike. That was tubular frame Gascat ass... with the red frame, 2009.
Nine.
Is that right? 2009, I would have said. And that was the first time I remember talking to you a bit then.
What was so impressive with the engine being off?
He like did
like
a stoppy.
Tony Ball, mate.
No, like it was like halfway up like a pile of rocks, and then his bike broke when he was like halfway up them. I think we were there with Craig Robinson. Maybe.
So you're talking it wasn't just a smooth ride back, he did something.
It was like down some rocks, and he stopped, like went up on the front wheel like trials riders do, and then stopped it off and then rolled all the way down the pile of rocks with his engine completely off. And I remember me and John were both like, whoa, on the way home, did you see that? I was naughty. And then your bike broke, and you then drove your van to the bit of the quarry and put your bike in the van and went home.
So yeah, that's it.
That was it. That was
unfair. I can't remember. I can remember him.
But we met before that, because when you used to ride a Sherco, that was even way before that, eh?
Yeah, so our dads...
club trials and stuff, yeah.
Always speaking.
Ronnie and Dave used to just moan area. Just to just moan about trials all day long together.
Yeah. How much they spent.
Fucking shite, yeah. How much money did... Ronnie and Dave used to just moan about how much money they'd spent together.
So who was better at the trials?
Pretty similar.
He got to a better level than me.
Did you never have a podium? Junior level. No, you didn't do juniors. Nah, you just did like, youth.
There was green, blue, and red, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
No, youth, junior, and then world level, I think.
I had some podiums. I was never that good.
I didn't. Johnny did youth mainly like for like a couple of years. Back then, everyone used to stay on 125s longer. But then like from my era and age group, we were like the start. Everyone kind of just went straight onto a big bike when they were 16 and went straight into junior. Everyone kind of bypassed youth, so we didn't really do the same.
If your dads were friends during the trial era, surely your dad must have welded Johnny's frame at some point.
No. My dad can weld himself.
Nah, Ronnie was... They both used to just moan about how shit trials bikes were and how shit everything was.
And how much... Spent 60 quid on a rear tire.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, imagine like obviously your guy's dad, like everyone else does, how much they've spent like put into you to get you.
My first bike, I remember, was a TY80.
Yeah, my first trials bike was a TY80.
My dad built.
Ed doesn't even know what TY80 is.
I don't know, you thicko. I'm not Tommy Searle. I know what one of them is.
I still got mine. My dad pulled it out of the garage the other day. Well, he's got a few because we had several spares. So he's going to build one up for sale if anyone wants to buy a TY80. It's still mint.
Dad built yours, Johnny.
I got a Cobra as well.
Nah, it's not. It's a Lem. My first ever motocross bike, which I had before my TY80, is in stands, and it's for sale if anyone wants to buy it. We were going to give it away. A Lem 50. Bad boy. Never fast really. As fuck.
It's proper fast.
You can't
fast.
Sell that. You got to keep that.
Yeah, well, I want to keep it. Dave wants to sell it. So I took
What's it worth?
Probably nothing.
Probably about 500.
But if anyone wants, if anyone's got any, like, you know,
we were going to do something with it, weren't we?
Any
we
fanboys out there want to give like a couple of grand for it? Just
I know. I'll buy it.
Grand and Bill keeps
and then when you go, I fucking wish I hadn't sold that. I'll sell it back to you in a couple of years' time for
£2,000.
Yeah, a bit on.
All right, gonna have it. £700.
Fuck off. He just said 500.
He's not in charge.
So you've got a TY80, is what you bought. Your dad built you yours. Mm-hmm. What did a TY80 cost to build, do you reckon?
You bought it, but they'd be worth more now. They go for like over a grand now, TY80s.
Really? Mm.
Have you still got it?
Did you have black wheels on yours? Someone did.
No, chrome. My original mate, chrome nipples, everything. I've got a set. The bike that's in my garage at the minute, the wheels are literally look, I mustn't have used them because they look brand new. Dave went overboard on TY80s.
I had different
spares.
Shocks. I had Falcon shocks on mine. That's a proper trick.
And what age would you have been on that?
What,
six.
Eight?
Six to 10.
It was literally when I remember I went to Sheffield Arena and Beta brought out a Beta 80.
An 80?
Yeah, I'm sure it was an 80. And I was desperate for one of them. My dad obviously wouldn't get me one because it had like the lowdown seat and everything.
Oh, you could have rode it in Andorra then if it had a lowdown seat.
Nah, it'd be the same height, I reckon, as the old TY80.
Yeah, TY's are still small.
What's the crack with the sort of, well, I guess, when did you first get like a free ride or a free bike, or did they stop spending money?
Just when I went to enduro, I think.
Yeah, me too.
That's when you've got
I got like sponsors my last couple of years in trials. PC Folkducks, who still help us out a bit now, people have probably seen my old van and stuff like that. They started helping us and buying a few bikes. My dad still bought a few.
When you say a few bikes, why did you need like three or four to do a year or something?
Yeah, it's like anything. You need a few, don't you? Especially trials bikes. They're not built.
I only had one, I'm not gonna lie.
It's Billy we're talking
about.
I
did.
Yeah, that's a stupid. I don't know why I asked that. What a stupid question.
I did.
You can wreck a bike every 5 minutes.
Three or four.
Bollocks.
More like six or seven.
Nah, I wasn't that many. I was sponsored by Burke's then.
I swear I had one bike for the year, all the way until I was 17.
With Johnny, I can believe that.
And then
with a big box of parts.
Well, yeah, obviously, but you never went for anything on a trials bike. You just put a new tyre on.
Fucking clutches.
Blow the exhaust out. My dad would set the exhaust on fire.
Yeah, my dad used to set the exhaust on fire. Used to burn the carbon out of an exhaust. Just set them on fire.
Cheaper than repacking it.
I used to ride my last couple of years for Burke. I spent quite a bit of time over like Johnny's Way. Man, used to stay at Burke's. Learned a lot there, actually. I think learned a lot of lessons in life there. And where does he live? Broughton and Furness. Burkett's workshop. Definitely made us a better man.
What was the question, anyways?
How did we meet and who was better at trials?
How do you meet and who was better at trials? But yeah.
I actually can't remember the first meeting. I remember we went to Alice Trim in 2016 together.
Yeah, you rode a 125.
Well, that's a stupid idea. Anyway. We're driving.
That was when I always remember that race because it was such good prize money. I don't know.
Because you got fucking $7,000 out of the one day event. No, it was 2 days.
It was more than that.
No, it was 2 days. We raced in the dark in the enduro course.
Qualifying and everything, money for qualifying.
I got 150 euros actually for finishing ninth.
And now you don't get any prize money any of the races.
I've got a question for you, Johnny.
America was prize money.
What's the biggest prize money you've won from a race in your career?
Remember, we like honesty on this podcast.
Yeah.
Nah, it wouldn't be massive. It would probably be there.
Alice Trim.
Not an X Games.
You'd win like, nah, because I never did any good. I think you'd get...
50?
No. Not prize money we're talking.
Yeah, yen.
Not bonuses.
Yeah, Alice Trim was 7.
Got 7 for the win, and then I think you got 2 for qualifying. And then there was a night race also. So there was three lots.
I remember I was good.
I've still got them at home.
The night race on me 125, I was third for like until the last lap, and there was like logs that you had to ride over that were long ways, and they just started moving, and eventually there was a like tire width gap, and I got fully stuck in it for about, I like lost a full lap on the last lap, and I was set for third. It was like... couple of weeks into my enduro career, I was fucking wounded.
I've never ever looked at the prize money breakdown because I'm fucking never been.
I've still got the check. I got 150 euros for my ninth place. 150 euros check was still one of them big ones, and I've still got the check.
You used to get that and start money back then.
Yeah, Tommy's pushing on for some start money for Western Beach Race at the minute. That's the only thing that's stopping him riding.
Needs to go back to that format, doesn't it?
Right.
Gone next. Are the days.
Right. I'm going to tee this one right up for you, Johnny, and then you'll know what I mean. So, what does Johnny and Billy put in their water bladder during races? Just water or an energy drink?
Energy drink.
What one?
I put in... you can send me some free bags if you want, because I do buy these. It's OTE that I buy.
Fucking idiot. You've done it wrong.
Delete it.
I've tried to tee you up to shout your Red Bull out.
No, but I do. Honestly, mate, there's nothing better than when you finish a race and downing. I literally down two cans of Red Bull at the end of a race. Mm.
Would you like to do down Rockstar?
Cold Rockstar after a race. There's nothing better.
No, but seriously, that's what I... Like,
nah, before I prefer a can of Coke after a race.
Before TKO, I smashed a can of Red Bull on the line. But then in my camel pack, I had like a... carby drink.
I must admit, I'll go there when I finished Romania. They handed you a cold Red Bull, and it was like drinking liquid gold.
It's amazing, like because yeah.
And then a beer after, and then I was pissed instantly.
Yeah, that is every time.
Yeah. Fuck.
Get your pasta. Have a pint and you're pissed.
Yeah,
you're sat there at the finish just with the fucking ground swaying, aren't you? Going,
please, literally.
I know. I was sat there going, please stand so he took the bike because I couldn't be driving back to Sibiu.
Oh, like when I done it, Jeff took my bike and gave me the car keys. I fucking couldn't get out of the car park. I was in boots. I took them off, wet feet, and I was like half pissed and thinking, fucking hell. But yeah. So what do you put in your bag, really?
Energy drink.
Like a tablet.
Well,
it's like a powder.
Yeah, tablets don't have calories in. Don't put tablets in. I did that my first year riding, and I fell asleep mid race with Africa. And then a few months later, I learned that tablets don't have any calories in, and you need calories in order to survive.
Well, what are the tablets?
You need carbs because it's a bit like
tablets are all just like electrolytes, hydration, but they don't have calories in. Like they're like all low calorie diet.
So you scoop a meal replacement shake. Yeah.
No, it's not a shake. It's like an energy drink, but it's got
just high.
My one has like 80 grams of carbs or something. An hour that you're supposed to drink.
People. Everyone's different. My stomach goes a bit. I get real bad indigestion at races. So
I got a good thing about this. 2015, I went to GNCC to do I think Ironman last round. Gone shopping to get like my Camelback stuff that I needed, and I bought this big tub of Powerade, blue Powerade. And I thought, fucking mint, just pour it straight in. You're meant to dilute it. So it was pure Powerade. And I put it in. So I've started the GNCC now. I can go along thinking, yeah, this is mint. Hour in. Yeah, not to guts are feeling a bit thin because I've started drinking.
Nothing worse.
Pit stop. Yeah, no worries. Next lap pit stop. Had to can just chuck the bike in the bushes, being sick. It was like, honestly, it was black sick
coming
out. It was just unreal. And just that was me done. I had to sit on the side of the track and I was being sick until 2 o'clock the next morning.
You have to test loads of different shit as well to what agrees with your stomach because some are really horrible, some are bad on your stomach.
If I drink that stuff, it's
possible. Just buy one sachet of everything and try it till you find one that you feel good.
Rob's Rides has been cheering you on. How's it been working with the Beta Factory? Do they build factory bikes for you?
Yeah, so... yeah, they build my bikes. Factory. Everything's like... Yeah, I don't really know what to say. Everything's like handmade. So the bike's just fully hand-built kind of thing.
I think what he's trying to get at, is that different bike to what we can buy or not?
No, it's the same. But it's like the guy puts it together on his own.
Oh, wicked.
But they were good to work with. When I like first signed for them and I went there, I was a bit like shitting myself thinking it wasn't going to be very good. And I got there, it felt really good at first. And then at night we sat down... And I like wrote a list of like the things that we needed to change. This was like 6:30 at night.
Yeah.
And then I came in the next morning at 8, start riding again. Everything that I'd had on that list had been changed. So they're good to work with.
Is that what you do, Stan?
Yeah.
Change all of his stuff.
Yeah. A lot.
Does he give you a list?
No, just
pre-mix.
Behave yourself.
Just points.
Behave yourself.
Well, I reckon we should wrap it up in a minute. We've done an hour and 26. Lovely. Did we clear up all the giveaways?
Johnny's is going to be on Instagram, but at the same time this gets released. No,
come on, show the love. We've shown
I'm
you the
joking,
love.
Yeah. I'll send it. To
anyone
you.
Got any queries, mechanical, non-mechanical, life advice, anything? DM Stan at Lee89 on Instagram. Ed'll put it up on the screen.
Don't. nah, you won't get a reply.
Carl, you'll be like him, screenshotting them, going, look at what this person's just sent me.
Stands a minge.
Yeah, so...
Factory image racing, what they get... What
factory image racing, their giveaway this week is a gazebo, and that is going to be... Yeah, nice.
Do you need one?
Well, yeah. Well, enter.
I've got a discount code if you want. If you watch the last podcast, it'll tell you who got the gazebo. Because the gazebo got a free mat, didn't it?
I don't know. I can't remember off the top of my head, but mine was Reservoir Cap, so if you want some of those for your bike, use my code.
I can't even remember what mine was.
So, no, if you want to win a gazebo from Factory Image Racing, same rules apply. Comment on the YouTube link of this video and we'll do a random comment selector. So, if you enter, Johnny,
you could win a gazebo.
Ooh, fingers crossed.
I think what we'll do if you do win it, though, is donate it to the next person. But yeah.
Do you ever do that on a giveaway?
What?
Like your mate wins it and you feel bad, so you have to give it to someone else.
No,
I've done that before.
That's never happened.
We've never done that. We use that random comment selector.
Yeah, but you obviously mate.
We ain't got any mates that comment on our stuff. No, we're all in. All my friends
all
are
fucking
in.
All fucking randoms that comment.
I've only got one friend and it managed to come up with him.
Tommy's not clever enough to comment or find out how to comment. So, yeah. Right, thanks for watching.
Anyway.
See you in a bit.
I'm listening. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.